SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. It is Wednesday, the 10th of April. Yesterday was an historic day in Israeli history when Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu won an unprecedented fifth term as Prime Minister in national elections. While most analysts had predicted that Netanyahu would be best placed to form a coalition, it had not been predicted that Likud would actually grow in representation. And while the Kahol Levan coalition, led by Benny Gantz and Yair Lapid, also made history by winning 35 seats, the same number as Likud, after only 3 months in existence, most of their support seemed to come from their potential allies in a coalition rather than from the government they opposed. The election campaign had little to do with issues or policies. It was all about whether the country wanted the current Prime Minister to stay in office or if they wanted change. It was a beautiful sunny day, which analysts had suggested might work in favour of the left, asserting that people are more optimistic in good weather. The turnout early in the day was also lower than in previous elections, taken as another sign that the ruling Likud party might lose ground. However, voting picked up later in the day, with a healthy 65% plus having their say, and there was a cool change in the weather towards the evening. At the beginning of the count, the Kahol Levan centrist coalition seemed to have a slight lead, but almost immediately it became clear that their most important likely partner, the Labour Party, had suffered a massive loss. The party that governed the state for its first 3 decades has been reduced to just 6 seats. The blame has fallen on party leader Avi Gabay, and it was noticeable that 4 of the 6 candidates who will enter the Knesset did not join him on stage for his formal acceptance of the results. Several months ago, Gabay publicly broke his coalition with Tzipi Livni, who did not compete in this election, in a way seen as humiliating to his former partner. He also failed to make alternative coalitions, apparently always insisting that he would set the terms of any agreement. The left-wing Meretz party also lost seats and is down to 4. Some Meretz voters turned to Kahol Levan. Others aligned themselves with Moshe Feiglin because of his promise to legalize marijuana. Feiglin, a vehement advocate of the free market, was a prominent figure in the election campaign, attracting a lot of attention with a string of publicity stunts. However, he failed to pass the election threshold and will not be in the Knesset. Feiglin is not the most high-profile politician who will not be in the Knesset. Former Education Minister Naftali Bennett and former Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked lost their seats. They broke away from the National Religious Party to form the New Right Party. In the end, voters saw their move as opportunistic and disloyal to the party that had given them their rise in politics. Arab representation in the next Knesset will also be lower. The Arab vote was low for 3 different reasons. First, there was an active campaign, but this was similar to one in previous years, telling Arab voters to boycott elections. But secondly, the campaign gained traction this year after the nation-state law, with some saying they were less inclined to vote because they felt disenfranchised. Thirdly, and perhaps most importantly, many who were inclined to vote felt that there was not a party that represented their interests. The Arab parties have been accused of ignoring their constituents and of being more interested in the international stage. As predicted for some time, Orly Levi-Abikassis did not pass the threshold, nor did Gal Hirsch's Magen. The failure of Levi-Abikassis and the success of Kahol Levan means that the number of women in the Knesset will be significantly lower than in the previous one. Unexpected gains went to Shas, the Sephardi ultra-Orthodox party led by Aryeh Deri, and the Ashkenazi ultra-Orthodox party Yahadut HaTorah, led by Deputy Health Minister Litzman and Moshe Gafni. Each of these men-only parties has 8 seats, meaning that the ultra-Orthodox will again have a great deal of influence in the government. And after some scares early in the election campaign, Avigdor Lieberman is safely across the line with 5 seats. Of course, the creation of a new government has only just begun. The process is that each party makes a recommendation to the president as to whom they would like to see lead the country. Although Netanyahu has 65 Knesset members keen to be aligned with him, the negotiations are going to be very difficult. Each partner has its own demands and could hold off entering a formal coalition agreement if they are not met. After President Reuven Rivlin receives the recommendations and offers Netanyahu the chance to do so, he has 42 days at most to announce success. And, according to his political opponents, the Prime Minister could be successful reasonably quickly, and a few months later find himself convicted in one or more of the three legal cases against him. So the future of the next Knesset is still very much unknown. This is Peter Jones-Pellach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.